They'll be watching for more spies, I said, not wanting Ragnar to end up headless before the walls.
A leader leads, Ragnar said, and you can't ask men to risk death if you're not willing to risk it yourself.
Let me go, I said.
He laughed at that.
What kind of leader sends a boy to do a man's job, eh?
I'm English, I said, and they won't suspect an English boy.
Ragnar smiled at me. If you're English, he said, then how could we trust you to tell us the truth of what you see?
I clutched Thor's hammer. I will tell the truth, I said. I swear it, and I'm a Dane now. You've told me that. You say I'm a Dane.
Ragnar began to take me seriously. He knelt to look into my face.
Are you really a Dane?
He asked.
I'm a Dane, I said. And at that moment I meant it.
At other times I was sure I was a Northumbrian, a secret Shedigengan, hidden among the Danes. And in truth I was confused. I loved Ragnar as a father, was fond of Ravan, wrestled and raced and played with Rorik when he was well enough, and all of them treated me as one of them. I was just from another tribe. There were three main tribes among the Northmen, the Danes, the Norse, and the Svea. But Ragnar said there were others, like the Geatas, and he was not sure where the Northmen ended and the others began. But suddenly he was worried about me.
I'm a Dane, I repeated forcibly. And who better than me to spy on them? I speak their language.
You're a boy, Ragnar said, and I thought he was refusing to let me go, but instead he was getting used to the idea.
No one will suspect a boy, he went on.
He still stared at me, then stood and glanced again at the two bodies where ravens were pecking at the severed heads.
Are you sure, Uhtred?
I'm sure.
I'll ask the brothers, he said. And he did. And Ivar and Ubba must have agreed, for they let me go. It was after dark when the gate was opened, and I slipped out. Now, I thought, I am a shadow walker at last. Though in truth the journey needed no supernatural skills, for there was a slew of campfires in the Mercian and West Saxon lines to light the way.
Ragnar had advised me to skirt the big encampment and see if there was an easy way in at the back, but instead I walked straight toward the nearest fires that lay behind the felled trees that served as the English protective wall, and beyond that black tangle I could see the dark shapes of sentries outlined by the campfires. I was nervous. For months I'd been treasuring the idea of the Shedigungan, and here I was, out in the dark. And not far away there were headless bodies, and my imagination invented a similar fate for myself.
Why?
One small part of me knew I could walk into the camp and say who I was, then demand to be taken to Burgred or to Æthelred. Yet I had spoken the truth to Ragnar. I would go back and I would tell the truth. I had promised that, and to a boy promises are solemn things, buttressed by the dread of divine revenge. I would choose my own tribe in time, but that time had not yet come. And so I crept across the field, feeling very small and vulnerable, my heart thumping against my ribs and my soul consumed by the importance of what I did. And halfway to the Mercian camp, I felt the hairs on the back of my neck prickle. I had the sensation I was being followed, and I twisted, listened and stared, and saw nothing but the black shapes that shudder in the night. But like a hare, I sprinted to one side, dropped suddenly, and listened again. And this time I was sure I heard a footfall in the grass. I waited, watched, saw nothing, and crept on until I reached the Mercian barricade, and I waited again there. But heard nothing more behind me, and decided I'd been imagining things. I'd also been worrying that I would not be able to pass the Mercian obstacles, but in the end it was simple enough, because a big felled tree left plenty of space for a boy to wriggle through its branches, and I did it slowly, making no noise, then ran on into the camp and was almost immediately challenged by a sentry.